This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
This would be the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow will have based such arms outside the country. Putin made the announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war and as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. The United States, the world's other nuclear superpower, reacted cautiously. A senior administration official noted that Russia and Belarus had talked about such a deal over the past year and said there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Ghana on Sunday. Harris gave a brief speech after landing in Accra and meeting with Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo.
I'm very excited about the future of Africa. I'm very excited about the impact of the future of Africa on the rest of the world, including the United States of America. When I look at what is happening on this continent and the fact that the median age is 19 years old, and what that tells us about the growth of opportunity, of innovation, of possibilities. I see in all of that great opportunity, not only for the people of this continent, but the people of the world.
The visit is part of a diplomatic push by the Biden administration to deepen ties with African countries amid competition from China and Russia. Next, the vice president will travel to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Lusaka, Zambia. This is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria, a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came after a suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Thursday. The situation was calm on Saturday. However, the attack and U.S. response threatened to upend recent efforts to de-escalate tensions across the wider Middle East. One police officer and a protester were seriously injured on Saturday in clashes during an unauthorized demonstration against the construction of a water reservoir for farm irrigation in western France. Reuters' Emma Gell reports.
In the rural town of Sainte-Soline, at least 6,000 protesters had joined the march, according to the prefect of the surrounding region. Defying a ban on protests at the site where a similar demonstration last October also turned violent. Police fired tear gas to repel some of the protesters, who threw fireworks and other projectiles as they crossed fields to approach the construction area. Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin condemned the violence, which he blamed on far-left activists. He added that one police officer and one protester were in critical condition and said altogether seven protesters and 24 police officers were injured.
Reuters' Emma Gell with that story. In diplomatic news, the Taliban says it's still trying to take charge of Afghanistan's embassies abroad despite international isolation because of its restrictions on women and girls. Karen Chamas reports.
In a video, the government's main spokesperson said they had sent diplomats to at least 14 countries to take charge of other diplomatic missions abroad. The UN and foreign governments have been extremely critical of the Taliban's treatment of female education and employment. As a result, the international community in general remains wary of officially recognizing the Taliban. In Kabul, 10th grade student Sarawat told the AP she has few prospects under the Taliban's rule. We are living with an uncertain future. Women's futures are wasted because they cannot study and go to school. Despite the disapproval to Taliban policies on women and girls, some countries retain an active diplomatic mission in Afghanistan, including Pakistan, Turkey, Qatar, and China. I'm Karen Chamas.
Honduras said on Saturday it was ending its decades-long diplomatic relations with Taiwan, bringing it closer to China. The Honduran Foreign Ministry said on Twitter that the government of Honduras recognizes the existence of just one China. Honduras was one of only 14 countries formally recognizing Taiwan. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.